Friends, Isaiah ministered to the ancient Israelite remnant in Judah and Jerusalem when it was besieged by the Assyrian army. Sadly, they had falsely hoped for military assistance from their former slave masters, the Egyptians. Yet their corrupt kingdom was divinely destined to total destruction, and its population was then driven into captivity in Assyria. In Holy Scriptures, the holy, righteous, true, living God is also gracious and merciful. Divine discipline and judgment are always meant to bring positive results, so we never forget that God promised blessing to all families of the earth through Abraham and his offspring. This, of course, included both Egypt and Assyria. Isaiah prophesied about the Egyptians. When they cry to the Lord because of oppressors, he will send them a savior and defender and deliver them. And the Lord will strike Egypt, striking and healing, and they will return to the Lord, and he will listen to their pleas for mercy and heal them. Like sinful Judah, both Egypt, the Israelites' past slave master, and Assyria, their new powerful enemy, were justly destined by God to also be defeated and ruled by other powerful enemies. Yet, they were also both included in God's gracious saving plan for all families of the earth. They too were promised rich saving blessing through Emmanuel, the Messiah, Redeemer, Savior, Mediator. Isaiah's message clarified, "In that day there will be a highway from Egypt to Assyria, and Assyria will come into Egypt, and Egypt into Assyria, and the Egyptians will worship with the Assyrians. In that day, Israel will be the third with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing in the midst of the earth, whom the Lord of hosts has blessed, saying, 'Blessed be Egypt, my people, and Assyria the work of my hands, and Israel my inheritance.'" Friends, Isaiah's prophecy is crystal clear. The saving message of the Messiah Savior is a message of peace and reconciliation for the nations. The Messiah Savior came as a connecting highway. He ends the separation and hostility between Jew and Gentile. Isaiah's inspired prophecy remarkably reveals the impact of Messiah's holy life, heavenly teaching ministry, and redemptive work on our hateful and warring humanity. Isaiah emphasizes that these three ethnic groups, Israelites, Egyptians, and Assyrians, all historically enemies, will not only make peace with one another, but also join together as one people of God. Together, they will worship the true living God and together bless the whole earth. Yes, together they are a blessing in the midst of the earth. Friends, Isaiah's inspired prophecy amazingly speaks of the Israelites not as favored or dominant as claimed by some false teaching. Rather, they are one of three equals, the third with Egypt and Assyria. Then the term "my people" previously referred only to Israelites is now given to Egypt, the former oppressor enemy. The prophecy says Blessed be Egypt, my people. Next, Assyria, the up-and-coming oppressive empire, is equally called by the Lord the work of my hands. Then the prophecy equally says, Israel, my inheritance. What a wonderful message. The Messiah does more than open heaven to all peoples who cling to him. He is the highway who joins them together in one redeemed holy body, the one new humanity, the one heavenly Israel of God from all nations. The Apostle Paul, a Jew, converted to Christ, wrote a historic letter to non-Jewish or Gentile believers in the city of Ephesus. His second chapter reminds them and us of what Jesus the Messiah has established for both Jews and Gentiles. He says, "And he came and preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access in one Spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit." Hallelujah.